It might be one of these chick flicks you'll be dragged to. And you know what it's called? Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Matthew McConaughey and Jen Garner star in this. We'll give you a little preview of it coming up in our movie section later on. Yeah, we do the lighter stuff. It's not all politics all the time, but boy, do we have a lot of juicy things to jump into when it comes to what's happening politically, and we'll do that in a second. And, of course, the latest on the swine flu hasn't been raised.
She's asked her opinion about marriage.
I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there.
Then is attacked.
She's a dumb okay?
A pro-marriage group talks about how gay marriage will impact religious groups.
It's no longer palatable in this country or okay to be an outright bigot.
They attack if you oppose gay marriage because they don't want to debate the consequences.
That's right. Coming up, we're going to let you hear that in a second. That's a little premature, but that's okay. We're going to do the blunder of the week. As I said, talk more about the swine flu, give you more on the movies, this day in history, all that kind of other stuff that we do here on the show. If you haven't heard it before, my name's Kate Delaney, and we like to call it the show for those with the ADD. Big bombshell was dropped. Supreme Court Justice Dave Souter is going to retire from the Supreme Court after 19 and a half years. This means lifetime appointment, baby. It's Obama's first nomination, and this is a very big one for him. We'll talk about some of the possible picks. A lot of people say could be a woman because you only have Ruth Bader Ginsburg as the lone female on the court. Could be Hispanic with the way the population has gone. Could be another minority, and of course, there's pressure in a lot of different directions already heaped on Obama for who that pick will be. Speaking of pressure, we were talking about this, I guess, last week. Carrie Prejean, who was Miss California and the runner-up in the Miss USA contest. It's funny. I bet you nobody can remember the name of the woman. In fact, I'll throw that out here, and don't you dare Google it, by the way. 800-259-5791. Do you remember who was crowned Miss USA? Who got the bigger headlines was really Miss California. Now, a couple of new things are coming out on this. I thought it was great when she defended herself. She should have, because Perez Hilton just was all over her. It was ridiculous, the question, in my opinion, in the first place. She got shellacked. In fact, she was asked a harder question than the president was asked when he had his third press conference during prime time to talk about the 100 days marked and to receive questions from the press who threw up ridiculous softball questions for the most part. But it was no softball that she got, and it was a loaded question from a flaming gay man who for some reason was picked to judge this beauty contest. And to me, it was like a setup. What she's now done is cut a spot or agreed to let a spot use her for the National Organization for Marriage as part of a national ad campaign touting the right of Americans to share opinions on gay marriage without backlash. Pretty interesting. We're going to actually let you hear that spot. Take a listen.
She's asked her opinion about marriage.
I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there.
Then is attacked.
She's a dumb okay?
A pro-marriage group talks about how gay marriage will impact religious groups.
It's no longer palatable in this country or okay to be an outright bigot.
They attack if you oppose gay marriage because they don't want to debate the consequences.
All right, so you hear it there, and is there a point to that? That you get attacked, so you can't debate it, but yet if you're on the other side of the agenda, it's okay to talk about it. I don't know, there's something that's lost in the sauce here. But the bigger question is, should you just have left it alone, agreed to do it? The California people from the pageant are upset with her because her issue was not this issue. And they feel like this has become the big deal for Miss California, and that's not what they signed on for. But it's an interesting thing. Here's a little tidbit. Apparently, they wanted her to have breast implants, and they paid for them. So what's it really all about, this whole beauty pageant thing? They'll pay for her to have breast implants, and then when she's asked a loaded question, they don't like the outcome of it. They really want this to go away. And this comes out, this national ad, which, of course, as I said, is pushing the rights of you and me or anyone else to share their opinions on gay marriage without getting slammed and labeled and all that other stuff. So what do you think, fair or foul? It's a great setup for that. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And, of course, she's getting slammed all over the place for allowing her image to be part of the spot because, as I said, the people in California, I think they want to take her crown away. They don't feel as though she's representing what she said she was going to represent. Boy, it's turned into just one giant mess. Who knew that a beauty pageant would end up this way? But like I said, once that question was out of the lips of Perez Hilton and she answered the way she did, you just knew that this was going to be heavy, heavy controversy anyway, right? Absolutely. The GOP is sick of the controversy over where's this party going, and there is some controversy to this. When Arlen Specter the other day jumped ship and left the Republicans to become a Democrat, a lot was debated, and particularly here on this show, about him being a traitor and a Benedict Arnold, which is what I called him. But his philosophy didn't match up with the GOP's is partially of what he was saying. I think he was worried about being reelected. And as I predicted, of course, the governor, Ed Rendell, just the other day was on a political show, Hardball, on MSNBC with Chris Matthews and said, of course, they're going to do everything they can to get him elected. So I think he shafted the people who voted for him on the Republican side of things in Pennsylvania, conveniently jumped to the Democrats so that he can stay on the Hill forever and ever as long as he wants, right? And that's the idea. It's about that. It's not, I don't think it's that much about the philosophy, but the philosophy is debatable. And the Republicans know it. So the GOP is going to launch an initiative to revive the party's image. Now, how do you revive the party's image in an era where you got the number 60 is looming? And it's Democrats rule, baby. It's going to be Democrats all the time. This is the era of the Democrat. And then if Obama is reelected, that's 8 years, just like you had 8 years, of course, with the Republicans. So the grand old party isn't what it used to be. And the Republican leaders are finally waking up and deciding, you know what, we are going to have to start having some town hall meetings. We're going to have to engage Americans in some of these policy discussions and reach out to them. It's about time, of course. And who is going to be trotted out for this? Senator John McCain, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, yeah, bunch of others. Mitt Romney from Massachusetts, the former Massachusetts governor. And I think it's a smart thing to do, frankly. It's about time. They should have done it a long time ago. Maybe we need a third party. 800-259-5791, the blunder of the week on the flip side.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
If the public health officials tell us there would be some utility in closing a particular port, obviously we'll take that action. But to date, there's been no such advice. And indeed, I think the president had it right last night. The horse is out of this barn. We already have multiple cases in multiple states in the United States, indeed multiple countries around the world. So let's deal with what we have. Here, the common sense rule is the rule we're abiding by, which is government's doing everything it can. We're asking the private sector to dust off their business continuity plans and be prepared. And we're asking individuals to do everything they can. You know, wash your hands. If you feel sick, don't go to work, school. Get right on transit where you could contaminate others. Yeah, I think the vice president, if he could say that over again, he would say if they're feeling sick, they should stay off of public transit or confined spaces, because that indeed is the advice that we have been giving.
All right, that was Janet Napolitano, of course, the Homeland Security Secretary. And what she's referring to is what I'm going to say is the blunder of the week. You know, there's really a lot of directions I could have gone in with this. And I'm, of course, asking for your help. You can have input on this segment. every couple of days or so, usually, we'll hand out a blunder. And you can do that by hitting americatonight.net. Now, here's the deal. You've missed this side of the story if you haven't heard it. What happened was Joe Biden decided to do that foot-and-mouth thing again. You could hear what Napolitano was saying, obviously, because he was discussing the spread of swine flu and said that he would advise against traveling in an airplane or any confined space. Of course, a comment that an airline person went berserk over, said that it bordered on fear-mongering, and, of course, when you think of the travel industry, what is that going to do to American, Delta, et cetera, that you don't want to stoke those fires. So it's suggesting that people not fly pretty much. And American Airlines specifically, their spokespeople were furious over this because they know that his comments were going to get picked up and played all over the place. And sure enough, they have been picked up. And that's why Napolitano reacted there. And I love what she said. Can we play that clip one more time, Matt, again, where she talks about Biden?
Yeah, I think the vice president, if he could say that over again, he would say if they're feeling sick, they should stay off of public transit or confined spaces, because that indeed is the advice that we have been giving.
Guarantee if Saturday Night Live isn't into reruns, they'll do some kind of skit on this. Typical Biden, though, that's the deal. He is the Achilles heel when it comes to saying off-the-cuff things that put him right in the thick of it. And you could hear she was trying to cover for him, obviously, and saying, yeah, if he could say this again. Here's the bottom line. I don't think he really realized what he said, but how many people want to travel right now by air to Mexico? If you want to take a flight to Mexico, to some of the resort areas, guarantee you can get a great deal. You want to go to Mexico City? I saw today fares for Mexico City from the Midwest for $195. Yeah. And the deal is, and we all do know it, airplanes are confined spaces, and they're perfect for spreading airborne infections. We know that. How many times have you come off of a layover, come off of a plane, whatever, a long trip, and you've gotten sick because of the people that you've come in contact with on whatever flight it was? So I wouldn't be happy if I worked for the airlines either, because you don't need the VP saying stuff like that, for goodness sake, because you don't want the commerce of the airline industry to tank anymore. And that's what's happening. I mean, Mexico, forget about it. All the people who had vacations, they're canceling them from Europe, from the United States, all over, from parts of the United States where traditionally you'll get a lot of travel to the Mexican Riviera, and that would be California and Texas, and a lot of Floridians head down to Mexico. Lots of Americans go to Mexico, let's face it, because you can get all-inclusive vacations for pretty cheap. So Joe Biden, he is, as somebody said to me, he's the gift that keeps on giving. Absolutely, he is that guy. There's no question about it. People used to beat up George Bush, the last president, Bush 2, for tripping over his words and saying some things that perhaps he shouldn't have said or didn't mean to say, and they got mangled constantly. He was known for that. And in this administration, because Obama's the king of the teleprompter, it's really Joe Biden that trips over himself. You can chime in on the show on anything you want to talk about. Of course, we're talking about Carrie Prejean and the fact that now this National Organization for Marriage has cut an ad that pushes the right of Americans to share opinions on gay marriage without getting slammed all over the place and being labeled as bigots and whatever. And the California folks don't like it, of course, because they're saying this is not the platform that she ran on. Do you say go, girl, or maybe you ought to back off? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Here's what I'm going to say. This really just has been released, and as it starts to circulate more over the weekend and Friday going into the weekend, I wouldn't be shocked if they take her crown away. If there's a way they can do that, which they can, of course, I wouldn't be shocked if they pull the tiara off of her head, because there's going to be massive backlash on that spot. It's getting a lot of airplay, and the Californians are going to be up in arms over this, and other people will be as well. So it'll get a heavy, heavy play, and then there's going to be pressure to dethrone her from her spot. And remember, she wasn't crowned Miss USA, but she is the representative for California, which is a pretty big deal. You have fairs and places that you go and appear and sign autographs and all that sort of stuff. I mean, they really trot these beauty queens out in all kinds of different events. So it's not like you compete in the pageant, the big pageant, after you win. And then if you lose the out in the Miss USA pageant, you just go off and do whatever it was you were going to do. No, you're still in the thick of it. So I'm thinking, in fact, I'm going to say that the odds of that happening are probably pretty good, because this story has just really started to get some play. Most of what people have been talking about has been the swine flu. So look out. That's the next thing. That's definitely the next thing to go. Coming up on the show, I mentioned this before, we're going to do the movie previews. As Matt Johnson said, oh, it's Matthew McConaughey, the guy who doesn't wear the shirt. Because every single time they photograph Matthew McConaughey, he is running around with Jake Gyllenhaal or Lance Armstrong somewhere in Los Angeles or Malibu, and he doesn't have a shirt on. He is the shirtless wonder. There's no question about it. Of course, he works out all the time, and that's kind of his thing to, to show off his bod. Then that's the deal, right? Anyway, it doesn't have anything to do with his bod in the movie. It's about girlfriends and ghosts, almost like that Ghost of Christmas Past. That's kind of what that movie's about. But when we get to the entertainment portion of it, we'll certainly tell you more about it. I can say that the critics are panning it. They're saying it's pretty much dead on arrival. Ooh, not good, huh? Also, we're going to talk more about the swine flu and the politics of it. And we haven't even really dipped into this very much, but Souter retiring from the Supreme Court, ultimately, what does this mean? It means a big appointment for Barack Obama, and you can bet it's probably going to be a really liberal appointment. Now, if you look at Souter and the way he voted, pretty much it was not he was not conservative as he was there for 19 and a half years, if you go over the different decisions. So it's kind of tit for tat, I believe, depending on who comes in there. And credit card reform legislation is almost a go. Do you believe it? And what does that mean for you and me? We'll talk about that next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. And IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. members. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
So the swine flu, are you doing anything different, taking any kind of precautions since we've had a week plus of discussions about the swine flu, including the fact that we're not allowed to call it the Mexican flu, even though most flus are named for the place where they started? Like if it started in New Jersey, it'd be the Jersey flu. If it started in Minnesota, it'd be the Norm Coleman flu. Whatever. You get my drift here, but that's not politically correct, and the swine flu is hurting the pork industry, so now you have all these numbers and letters to string together that none of us can remember, and that's what some of the talking heads are using. Not the media, but the officials are calling it that. Hey, it's not official yet, but getting close anyway, and we talked about this a ton on America Tonight. That legislation to stop the credit card scams. I'm going to call it scams because it is a scam. It's unbelievable the things they can do, how they can just randomly throw numbers onto your credit card as far as what your APR is and all different cockamamie ways to do it. Now, it's getting close to eliminating those sudden rate hikes and late fees that have really trapped millions of Americans, right? And it's getting closer to law because there was pressure by Obama, there was pressure by other people to have this happen. So there is a measure, actually two of them, before the House and the Senate, and the idea is protection for you and me, right? So this is the scoop. The House bill was put, is going to be, or was put to a vote rather on Thursday, and what that would do is prohibit what they call the double cycle billing and the retroactive rate hikes. I've had that happen to me. And ban the issuance of credit cards to people under 18. Boy, that would be good, wouldn't it? But it doesn't take effect until a year after it's enacted. Another thing that's in the bill, that customers would get 45 days notice before their interest rates are increased, that would go into effect in 90 days. So that's good. So at least you wouldn't get your next bill and it would have that automatic rate hike. Of course, you really would get what, just an extra billing cycle, I guess. And then double billing eliminates the interest-free periods for consumers who move from paying the full balance to carrying a balance. It's a scam no matter what, right? If it eases any of our burdens, terrific. But I said this, it's not going to really kick in. The real hard legislation they're trying to push is not going to kick in for another year. There's no question about it. I mean, look at, here's what I want everyone to do. And we'll discuss this in a future show. Did you ever really read your credit card statements? I don't mean the gobbledygook on the front page where it says, oh, your previous balance was, and now it is, and here's the APR, and here's your purchases, or whatever. I mean the crap on the back that you can't read even if you have laser vision. It's so tiny. Intended to be that way. When they call it fine print, call it print that you have no chance of seeing no matter what you do. So it's impossible to decipher what's going on in the first place. And I'm glad that this is happening. I mean, this is a good thing that we're getting closer to this, but it's not happening overnight, and there's still a long way from overhauling what needs to be done with the credit card company. Do you know credit card charges might cost the banking industry about $10 billion a year in interest payments? They just did a study that showed that. So then you think job losses and people not out there, the consumer confidence is just in the tank, not spending as much, and then the defaulting is happening, people defaulting on their credit cards, and you already are smashed around by the mortgage crisis. And it's just bleeding. It is red everywhere you look, especially when you're talking about banks. The U.S. credit card debt has jumped 25% in the past 10 years. You know, it's $963 billion it was in January. They say the average credit card debt for households is $10,000 and change. And I bet it may even be a little bit higher than that. How many credit cards do you have, and are you close to paying any of them off? But here's the problem. It's this trap that they weave for you. You have to have some credit, because if you have no credit, and you, let's say you just pay everything in cash, you do the debit card thing, then when you go to get a house or you need a loan for something, you don't have enough sources as to your credit worthiness, that whole thing. It's not just that FICO score deal, but the FICO score goes into it, because the more you have, the more debt, and how you're paying it and all that other sort of stuff, that all is weaved into there. I mean, it's one big Barnum and Bailey show. Whoever first started the issuance of credit cards should be hung upside down and just pushed back and forth like a swing. Of course, that person is no longer alive, I'm certain of it. But it was a great thing to do. Lend money, get the bigger house, get the car, get the things, and everybody's on credit. But it is ruined so many lives. And you could say, well, that's a person's individual thing. If they can't be responsible, well, shame on them. That they shouldn't have spent all that money in the first place. But I think that there is a little bit of an entrapment here. Usually I'm not on that side, but I'm going to say some people get kind of trapped. And especially when you're talking about sending credit cards to kids in college who are struggling. They don't have the Daddy Warbucks to back them up and pay for everything, the classes and the books and everything else. And so it's a means to an end, figuring I need to get the education and there's things I have to get. And they're putting things on credit cards, and then it adds up. And then they get out of school, and guess what? They can't get a high-paying job or a decent-paying job, especially now where it's a lot tougher. So now they're really trapped, because how are you going to pay, you know, start to pay down these credit cards? And the answer is you can't. And then you get sucked in further into the game called debt. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Got a couple of emails here, americatonight.net, and this is, in fact, two of them on Miss California. One from Jake in Austin. Jake says, good for her. I hope she doesn't lose her crown. Californians are idiots anyway, Kate. That's vintage Jake listening to us on KJCE. Here's another one from Escapade. Escapade says, it's about time that she was defrocked and dethroned. What an idiot. Why would she continue to allow her name to be used in such a way that she's just stirring up more controversy? Well, here's what I think. I don't think she's stirring up controversy. She's not thinking she's stirring up controversy. What happened was somebody calls her and says, we think you're wonderful and great, and you said what you thought, and here's the deal. This is our spot that we're going to run to say, why can't we say what we think? Why do we have to get smashed over the head for our opinions on marriage? And she's going to talk it over with her family or close friends or whatever and decide, well, of course, because now she's the face of the issue. And it looks like, you know, that's what the deal is. And she's not so concerned about the controversy at this point because she's already been slammed around like a rag doll. So what's left if she gets more paddling, verbal paddling out there? Well, she's already weathered that. We're going to let you hear that spot again when we come back just to make sure that you hear it and understand the clear idea of it because it looks like I'm getting a bunch of email on it. You can call, too. You don't have to just shoot me the emails. But if you want to call, it's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Should Miss California have let well enough alone? She stood up for what she said. She had some people that supported her and said it was, you know, ridiculous that she was slammed the way that she was slammed because it was set up the way the question was. And I said this before. You know, the question that she was asked was, why would you ask a contestant that? I mean, it's ridiculous, the questions they ask, compared to what we see in these Obama press conferences, which are orchestrated completely, knowing exactly where he's going to go and who he's going to call on, and ultimately, I guess, pretty much what the question might be about. I mean, it's not... I don't want to attack every reporter because I know there's some fine White House reporting that goes on. But it just seems to me like you're watching an episode of, I don't know, the Stepford Wives, only you mix in the males. And seriously, she was grilled on the question that she was asked about gay marriage. And I think that Perez Hilton knew full well what the answer was going to be. Maybe he didn't. But regardless, it was the luck of the draw who she got asking the question and what the question was. Otherwise, that doesn't happen unless somebody else has the same answer, which, you know, that there was a chance of that someone might have. But I think most of the people that were asked that, they know who Perez Hilton is, and they would have just agreed that marriage is fine between whoever it is. So she was smart to stick up for her beliefs, but is she smart to continue to allow herself to be the agenda of another kind of movement? Would it be better for her to just stay out of the fray instead of be the Miss California that is full front and center in the ads that oppose gay marriage? Because she's going to get even more backlash for that. And like I said before, she's already been batted around like a rag doll over the whole thing in this past week and a half, 2 weeks, I guess. But would it be smarter to stay in the shadows on this at this point? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Credit cards, we're talking about that as well, swine flu. And Justice Souter, that's coming up around the bend.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Asked her opinion about marriage.
I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there.
Then is attacked.
She's a dumb okay.
A pro-marriage group talks about how gay marriage will impact religious groups.
It's no longer palatable in this country okay to be an outright bigot.
They attack if you oppose gay marriage because they don't want to debate the consequences.
That's the ad that's just started to simmer out there across America. You might be hearing it for the first time. Visually, what you would see is, of course, Perez Hilton, and then he was bleeped out. And that was his webcam thing that he put on his internet site. And he was the judge that asked her that question, that loaded question. And you would also see Carrie Prejean, who is the representative for California. She's Miss California. And the question is, should she have just left well enough alone or said, yeah, use my name, put it on this. I mean, this is what I believe. I'm following it. I'm already going down that path anyway. So, yeah, bring it on. That's okay. Some people think that it was great that she defended herself, but she should have just stopped at that. And, of course, I believe that the California pageant people, because they're such a bunch of ninnies, that they will cowtail to the pressure, especially with this ad out there, and they're going to take her tiara away. They're going to take it away. That's what's going to happen. They're going to figure out a way to do that. Mark is listening in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Kate. I'm going to bounce around a little bit, but I don't want to leave the week go by and have a weekend without saying hello to you. Really quick, you remember Anita Bryant, how the gay community came after Anita Bryant?
Yes.
They're going to make this girl into the new Anita Bryant. That's what they're trying to do. But it's very, you know, well, you know, you have to look at it this way. One door shuts, another door opens. If she gets her crown taken away, who gives a damn? She stuck up for her beliefs. If they want to keep pushing it, and this freak Hilton one that keeps coming out, let her keep coming after. If she sticks true to her belief, which most of the American people believe her, that's fine. Marriage is between a man and a woman. But there's something that's going on that's connected to this. It's very important. And I heard it on a shortwave broadcast, and it turns out Napolitano, Homeland Security, apparently I'm a right-wing fanatic if I listen to shortwave. That was also in that thing. But But this is what the Christian radio said. Congress has just passed enhanced hate crime legislation. So they're worried about in the pulpit, if you oppose homosexual marriage, if you're forcefully for ordinary marriage, regular marriage between a man and a woman, they're going to try to make that a hate crime. So it's coming down to thought police. So while the larger issue is this woman and her, her breast implants and how she's right, but they're going to try to criminalize your thoughts about regular heterosexual marriage. That's the dangerous part.
I agree.
And they're not going to let her go. And I say, honey, stay strong. We're behind you 100%. And you mentioned David Souter, and this is connected because it's a court case, because apparently if Congress passes this law, it'll be challenged in court, and you want to have people on the court that say, hey, you know what? You're free to believe and worship as you please in this country, but we're going to the socialist or the hard communist left. But when David Souter he was nominated by President Reagan, I believe, they didn't know what the hell they were going to get. But
No, Souter was he was nominated by the first Bush.
Oh, first Bush. Okay, my mistake. So it was 89.
That's right.
That was right. Bush's first term. My mistake. And they were not sure what they're going to get. So Obama, I'm sure he's going to put up an ACLU type, like you said, a black or Hispanic or a woman, whatever, the left tells him to put up. But he may go, they don't know which way that Supreme Court justice is going. And the reason I bring that up is because I don't know if you noticed this, but the Ninth Circuit just ruled in a gun case, and just bear with me, that the Second Amendment it applies to the states by incorporation through the full faith and credit clause. So the Ninth Circuit is the most liberal, but they struck down a gun show provision in California, but they said that the Second Amendment applies to the states, and that will be argued for the Supreme Court. So my point is, you can appoint whoever you want. You never know which way it's going to go. And accordingly, also another case, the police searches of cars and after people are arrested, that was just the Fourth Amendment was just actually strengthened. And the conservatives on the court agreed with the leftists on the court, and it sort of turned back police powers as far as searches after you're arrested. You have to look at Jacob Sullum's column in New York Post. And I'm a law and order type of guy, but I think it's a great thing. Now they're not free to search your car if they pull you out of the car. And you might say, well, aren't you law and order? Yeah, but I also want my Fourth Amendment rights vindicated or strengthened. So my point is, going back to everything else, all this stuff's going to be challenged in court, and it's very important who's in the court. But you never know which way they're going to rule. So
that's
we
right.
Win some, we lose some, and, it goes on from there. And I love you, babe. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks. You have a great weekend. And the Souter appointment is the Souter, whoever's appointed by Obama to take his place, because remember, lifetime appointment, he retires, and he wasn't what Bush thought he was going to be by any stretch of the imagination. He would fancy himself somebody who wasn't an extremist, and if anything, if you look at some of his rulings, he definitely wasn't conservative. Absolutely. And I think Bush, George H.W. Bush, when he nominated him in 1990, thought that his literal interpretations of the Constitution would work in their favor, but his interpretations of the Constitution actually were more liberal than the Republican Party had initially thought. So you don't know what you're going to get. Mark is absolutely right on that. You've got a couple of names that stand out. One of them is Harold Coe. He's a Yale lawyer and of Asian ethnic background. I said the Hispanic thing would be big, and there's a woman, her name is a judge, Sonia Sotomayor, I think is her name, and she would fit the bill of the woman thing and the idea of a Hispanic, because, of course, I've already said this a few times, you only have Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Elena Kagan is another name that's been mentioned a ton. Kagan's name has come up a bunch. She's kind of a little rival of Arlen Specter's, so that could be kind of juicy if you go through the confirmation hearings for Kagan. But Kagan, his name has come up quite often, so just a few names that are circulating. All three of them would absolutely, and of course, who knows once they're there, but certainly would lean much more toward the liberal side. This is a big appointment for Barack Obama because, as Mark says, I mean, this is the ultimate, this is our judicial branch. This is the final Solomon in the chain. The Supreme Court doesn't get any bigger than that. You can go all the way up to the Supreme Court, the Supremes, and that's it. You think of some of the issues that are still out there that have been around for a long time, things that will continue to come up in different forms. It's obviously a big appointment, and which way that person tends to rule will play a lot in, I think, the choice of whoever it is. I didn't bring this up, but I'm going to say that this is the daily salute, and we're going to warm up our audience. We have our audience there because, of course, the job of Matt Johnson, young Matt Johnson, is to pump them full of coffee or Red Bull or whatever is in the garage studio at the mansion so that they are hyped up on caffeine and raring to go. The daily salute I'm going to hand out to, and I wish I had seen the tail end of this game, but Chicago, the Bulls beating the Celts 128-127 in triple overtime. Wow. The Bulls are back. I mean, that is huge. Mm-hmm. Derrick Rose, 28 points, and he blocked Rondo's potential game winner. Again, huge. Ray Allen had 51 points for the Celts. So here we go. So I'll be watching this Saturday night. It could be a classic, baby. I love these game sevens. Matt, did you happen to see any of this game at all?
I saw the last 30 seconds of it.
Yep, well, you saw some good action then. Last 30 seconds, that's incredible. That's a fingernail game, baby.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. I had to watch the replay again because I didn't think it was Rose who blocked that shot because he's not really known for any kind of defense whatsoever.
But he came up with a play from what I saw.
He came up huge. He's grown. The baby Bulls are here.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's about time. The people in Chicago have got to be loving this because, you know, it was always the Michael Jordan show, and would they, could they, maybe eventually see the Bulls come back again. But what do you expect from a Game 7? I'll tell you, I think this could be another nail-biter. I hope so because I know I'll be invested watching it. Saturday night, that's where you'll catch me in front of the tube watching the Celts and the Bulls, baby.